here at this place called Washington, D.C., at the GAC, the CUNA GAC, with Mr. Chuck Fagan from PSCU. How are you, Chuck?
Mike, everything is great. Good to see you again this year.
I know.
GAC.
This is a good tradition.
It is.
Gotta keep it
going.
I always
look forward to it.
Me too. It's always fun. So just to kind of kick things off here, how's the show going for you? I know we're in the first day and a half of it, but how's it going?
Yeah, it's going great. The vibe is so positive, so passionate, which you always look for. And my schedule is crazy these days.
Hang in there.
You know, you get a little bit of time, and when I'm in the, I love spending time in the booth. I love talking to the mm-hmm. member owners, talking to the various people here, and it's been busy and it's been very, very good so far.
It's really good to see people. I kind of call it the family reunion each year. We get
yeah.
together here and say, hey, how's it going? Because we're all doing this digital communication and stuff all the time, but it's always good to do face-to-face stuff. So I'm sure from a PSCU to client perspective, that's always good as well.
It is, and you know, we through various member forum and different activities that we have throughout the year, mm-hmm. we get an opportunity yep. to connect, but you got to be here. Everybody's at GAC, mm-hmm. and to get an opportunity to see that many people in one setting,
yep.
it's very important.
Just 5,000 people, that's all.
And
that's all. Let's talk about the topic at hand here, creating success in the digital channel. Can you enhance on this topic here? Can you explain?
Yeah, you know, I think, Mike, we're beyond the time to say to a credit union, you got to go digital.
You're right.
It's gone.
Yeah.
You could tell, I think Visa's reporting another $14 billion shifted to digital payments.
Goodness.
Over the holidays that we just passed.
Yeah.
So when you see over a two-year period the type of migration that we've seen, you got to be there.
Mm-hmm. It's
no longer will you go.
Yeah.
So in order to grow, in order to meet the demands of today's consumer
mm-hmm.
and credit union member for that matter,
yeah.
it's you got to look there first, as a matter of fact.
Well, you got to keep up with the Amazons and the Airbnbs and that type of service. You know, that's very seamless and very easy. And so credit unions kind of have to almost kind of live up to that, because the consumer today is getting almost spoiled or more savvy in those areas. And so kind of everybody has to kind of go up to that level in order to keep everyone happy.
Yeah, and if you think about the entire ecosystem, if you've got your rewards platform and, you know, your loyalty offering set up right, maybe you take something a little more during the holidays and point it towards the Amazon type
yeah.
transactions, because
yeah.
I mean, I know during the holidays there was a package on our porch, it seemed daily.
Me too.
I'm hoping they were for Christmas and not just my wife adding shoes to the collection kind of thing. But you know, whenever that's going on, the card product that you want the member using is the credit union.
Yes. Yeah.
So you've got to think through how easy it is for them to use the mobile phone with your card products
mm-hmm.
and wallets. You've got to think about, is your loyalty offering meeting what the member could get elsewhere?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really taking a look at the entire offering that the credit union has to make sure it's meeting the expectations that's out there.
Because
you lose them once, it's hard to get them back.
Exactly, because there's somebody else waiting in the wings to take them and do their thing. And I heard a term, I think it was here, I can't remember who said it, instead of being top of wallet, top of phone now. So.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I think we've talked about before, when you think about the definition of primary financial institution,
mm-hmm.
I think we're shifting. It's now more about engagement level. So, you know, it used to be if you could get the member's checking account, then, you know, that kind of got you into that PFI
right.
status.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that applies anymore. You've got to hit the member through all the different channels they want to connect with
mm-hmm.
you, and you've got to do it in a way that allows them to succeed in their daily life
yeah.
as well as they're planning for the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And payments are critical part of
it. Oh my gosh. It's like the thread that runs through all of us, you know? We're all
yeah.
affected by payments. Let's switch gears a little bit to your member forum coming up
yeah.
In a month or so here.
Late April.
Yeah. So it's in St. Louis.
It sure is.
And
we're unfortunate in that we were planning to have it in Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. and the devastation down there yeah. has forced us to move. We're going to do some charitable things towards Puerto oh, cool. Rico to try and benefit. But yeah, we're excited to be in the heartland of the U.S. and we've got an exciting agenda that kicks off with me, but quickly we'll move to head coach Nick Saban.
I know.
From the University of Alabama. So roll PSCU, roll Alabama, roll Tide. And then we've got Guy Kawasaki, who spent time at Apple. We've yep. got Dan Schulman, the CEO from PayPal, speaking.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Soledad O'Brien.
Oh, my gosh,
and
yeah.
we'll have some entertainment along mm-hmm. the way.
Wow, that is a who's who lineup. Very
yeah,
nice.
And attendance and registration is ahead of last year. Mm-hmm. So very exciting that our group continues yeah. to grow.
We have a great lineup for sure. I'm sure like breakout sessions and things like that.
Yeah.
Some great content, I'm sure, as well. So anything else to add on that? Or
well, that's, you know, that you can ask what keeps you up at night. That's kind of
yeah.
how we build a lot of those breakout sessions.
Yeah.
Is, you know, what are those topics that really credit unions are focused on right now?
Mm-hmm.
And cyber, cardholder fraud, mm-hmm. those kind of things. Loyalty and integration mm-hmm. has become such a critical component, so that again all those channels seamlessly allow the member to do their business. So a lot of discussion on the side at breakouts about those things.
Indeed. Yeah, I know nine out of 10 credit union CEOs that I asked that question to, what keeps you awake at night? Cybersecurity is the
yeah.
first one that comes to their mind. It's just it never goes away.
I've said it to our team many times. I get requests every year from our cyber group to increase their budget, and we're not just talking small increases. And I'm not brave enough to tell them no yet.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, you're never going to be able to say, boy, we've got this problem licked, because sadly there's some pretty smart people trying to get around what you build.
Exactly. Always staying one step ahead of them. All right, last question. I'll get you off the hot yeah. seat here, sir. What are your conference expectations? What do you guys want to achieve here this year as a group?
So at GAC, we always look at an opportunity to connect with our members, mm-hmm. which you know, is so important. We look to get a vibe. You know, what's the hall and the attendance feeling like in terms of how 2018 as a calendar year mm-hmm. is going to shape up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you can get a great perspective, you know, still being here early in the first quarter, of what credit unions are thinking, how you know, they're going to try and reinvent themselves to meet, you know, what was a extremely strong 2017.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to get that same result doing it the same way again this year. So
yep.
it's that constant evolution of what they're trying to do. And, mm-hmm. and we learn a lot being here at GAC each yep. year. And, you know, it's the go-to event to connect with our industry. And, you know, not only hearing former President Bush this morning, but the speaker lineup's great.
Yeah.
So we look for some education too. We like our employees that are not going to be in our booth to go in and take some of the content down as well.
Yeah, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
Definitely. Chuck, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. I'm sure you got a busy, busy schedule, so appreciate it.
It's definitely
always
packed, Mike, but thank you for the time you always give us.
You're welcome.
Really,
oh my
appreciate
gosh.
It.
Anytime, anytime. Keep up
Thanks.
The good work.